What is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of The Build. My name is Daniel, and I'm your host for our show today. And on The Build, guys, we talk all things health, mindset, nutrition, and family. And for those of you who are watching on YouTube, you could see the new setup that we have here. And if you are listening to the audio version of this, just know that we have a new setup, so you can jump over onto the YouTube channel. While you're over there, hit subscribe so you can see these podcasts now being recorded with the new setup. I've got a bit of a chair, a bit of a table set up, and now we can interact with you guys. So I'd love to see you guys over on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button if you are on YouTube. And for you guys listening to the audio, hit the subscribe button as well. So Super One coming up today, guys. And today what I want to talk to you guys about is all the pain that we are feeling. Now, we may be going through different life circumstances right now, different seasons, as you may put it. You know, some of us may be going through summer where things are all happy, everything's going well, everything's going to plan. Some of us may be going through a winter where things are not going the way we planned. We are struggling a little bit. But whatever it is, if you're going through some sort of pain, understand that 99%, yes, and I want to make sure I make it very clear that I say 99%, because 99% of the pain that we feel, I believe, is self-inflicted. It's self-inflicted pain. Now, here, let me explain this to you. Let's say, for example, you got anxiety. Anxiety, which I've suffered from before too, and I've reflected on when I'm feeling that anxiety, I'm feeling very anxious about things. I know the core of it is self-inflicted. Now, here's why. The reason I believe it's self-inflicted is because my anxiety was just me telling myself false realities. Either a false reality about something that has currently happened, either a false reality about something that's happened in the future that I think that's going to become a reality, or I'm thinking about something that's happened in the past and reading that the wrong way. So that's why I believe that anxiety can be self-inflicted a lot of the time, which means the good thing about that is you can change that. And that's what's great about this, guys. If this is all self-inflicted, then you have the power to change it. I want to give you another example. Another example of the way you feel. Let's say, for example, you've eaten too much chocolate or too much ice cream or too much Nutella. You know, you feel sick in the stomach and you feel very sluggish, and you wake up the next day and you're like, oh, I'm so unmotivated. I feel so bloated. That feeling is self-inflicted as well. You've known that you shouldn't eat that stuff. You know that you ate way too much pizza. You know that you ate way too much chips, way too much chocolate, and you feel like crap. Another example of some self-inflicted pain that you could be feeling right now. Now, I think it's very powerful to understand that if it is self-inflicted, that allows you listening, watching, the power to change it. Same with the anxiety. I remember when I suffered all through my times, when I was going through those dark times and I was, you know, replaying those stories over and over and over again, those false realities of the future, that I had the power to change those. When I was eating like an absolute pig on a seafood diet, eating absolutely everything I could see, and I wake up feeling like shit, that was self-inflicted pain. And I started to slowly realize that I was 100% in control. So that's what you need to take from today's message, guys. Look at some of the pain that you're going through. Are you suffering from some sort of anxiety, some sort of false reality that you're telling yourself? Are you feeling like crap? Is your body feeling like shit? Do you feel a little bit sluggish? Is your mindset all off? And look at those and understand how they can possibly be self-inflicted. And once you understand that most of the time they are going to be self-inflicted, then you have the power to change those. You have the power to adopt a new reality. You have the power to think about a different future. You can sit there, you can visualize. That's one thing that I do. get yourself a vision board, right? If you're projecting a false reality, because let's be honest, right? Whatever reality in the future we're projecting that's a negative one, we don't know it's actually going to happen, okay? So if you get yourself a vision board, cut out some cars, cut out some places you want to go. Maybe it's a house, maybe it's a family, maybe it's a body. Something that if you reach that in the future, you'd be happy with. Cut them all out, create yourself an awesome vision board, and spend time focusing on that vision board. You create a new reality. You create a new vision for your future by honing in on that vision board that you're creating. So instead of sitting there thinking about, you know, this is going to happen in the future that's bad, you can now bring your thoughts back to something that's positive. Something that if you know that you will achieve will bring you happiness in the future. So that's one way you now understand that you have inflicted that pain into you, but you have the power to change it. Same way with the food, guys. If you're feeling sluggish, if you're feeling like you're eating all the wrong stuff, you're overeating, if you now realize that the pain you're feeling is self-inflicted, that means you can stop. That means you can control that pain. That means you now have the power to change your very next action in a positive direction. You could get yourself your macros. You could jump on the program with me. We can dial your macros in. We can get your training program in. We can get your blueprint sorted so you have a daily process and a daily routine to follow to help you get over that anxiety, to help you change that forward projection negative narrative that you're telling yourself. We can help you get that body fat down. We can help you feeling a lot more energetic. And that's what it's about, guys. So guys, take today's message and understand that the pain you're causing yourself is more than likely self-inflicted. Once you accept that reality, that puts you back in power. It gives you all the power to say, today is the day that I'm going to stop inflicting myself with all this pain, all this misery, and I choose today to make a difference, to make a change in my life, to stop inflicting in pain on myself. So make today that day, guys. Make today that day where you choose to stop inflicting pain on yourself. So guys, that is it for today's episode. I hope you gained some value out of today's episode. If you did, please, if you're watching on YouTube, hit that like button and subscribe, and all on the audio platform. Same for you guys too. Share this with a friend. And I'd love to connect with you guys over on Instagram, Daniel Simone Fit. Daniel Simone Fit. If you want to connect with me over there, take a screenshot. Let me know what you guys thought of today's episode. That is it. Bye for now.